What the research shows about the misconceptions that people have about children's hospices is that, firstly, they don't really know that hospices exist. And where they do know, they don't understand the full range of services. What children's hospices do is that they provide a real lifeline to children, young people and their families who are under tremendous strain because of the demands of caring for a child who is so poorly. Children's hospices provide a range of very flexible, practical and support which is actually completely free, not just to the poorly child, but actually to the whole family. This includes what we call short breaks, as well as daytime activities, which enables the family as a whole to get a break and have a rest, as well as help with the control of pain and other distressing symptoms. And importantly, children's hospices don't only help the poorly child, but they also help brothers and sisters, parents and grandparents and the whole extended family. This year, Children's Hospice Week takes place from Saturday the 14th of May until Saturday the 21st of May. Children's Hospice Week is the UK's only awareness-raising and fundraising week for children's hospices, and it's all about telling the public about the fantastic work that children's hospices do in providing support for those children and young people who are not expected to reach adulthood and their whole family. We conducted research as part of this week, aiming to break down the misunderstandings and misconceptions that the public have about the work that children's hospices do and the kinds of children that they see. And what's more, we're absolutely delighted to have the Simon Cowell as our patron of Children's Hospices UK. And he recently visited Richard House Children's Hospice in London.
It's just the most extraordinary thing when you go into one of these places, because obviously there's kids there who've had the most horrible time, but they're really happy places, ironically. Rather than a hospital, think of it as a large home, and everyone feels part, it sounds corny, but it's true, everyone is part of this one huge family. Very, very special. Couldn't believe it. Well, I became a patron of children's hospices in 2009 because I'd got to know some of the families and the kids. So when I was approached to be a patron, I thought, yeah, this is something I actually believe in. It's important. The reality is, every one of these hospices rely on the public's generosity to maintain what they're doing. Otherwise, they don't exist. That's reality. You can help them financially. You can tell your friends about it. Awareness is really key here.
And he was absolutely brilliant with the children and young people there. And he's right behind our campaign, wanting to get the message out that children's hospices exist and getting the children and families who need children's hospices to have the confidence to use them. Well, the theme of superheroes is an important one because we see children's hospices as being real superheroes for the children and young people who so need them and who find their support so helpful. So we're asking people up and down the country to get out there and engage in fundraising, and in particular on Superhero Friday to dress up as a superhero of your choice and raise money for your local children's hospice. For more information, you can go to childhospice.org.uk.